for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Hey, we're the Looters.
Hey, what's up?
Looters is a sci-fi western actual play podcast using the Stars Without Number system.
We're a group of friends getting into trouble all over the universe.
So come with us if you're into adventure.
A rocket flies out of one of these ships far behind you and crashes into the wall and blows up.
There's rockets?
It's Mario Kart.
Crazy.
Intrigue.
Can I hack into the body and maybe see if they have, like, a memory data bank in their brain or some shit like that that I can access?
That'll literally.
Devastating physical injury.
Just take cover.
Okay. She's a good pilot, everyone. She's very good.
And friendship. New episodes of Looters out every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Strange happenings are occurring in the world of Exandria. Slayed creatures and beasts from days of yore are returning to the land of the living, and it's up to a band of unlikely heroes to re-slay them. Welcome to the Re-Slayer's Take.
Join Jasmine Bular, Jasmine Chung, Jasper Cartwright, and Caroline Lux alongside Game Masters Nick Williams and me, George Primavera, in this Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition role-playing adventure through Critical Role's fantasy world of Exandria. But don't worry, you won't need to know the rules to follow this story. All you need to know is that nothing the players do is scripted or planned, and their fates are determined by their own cleverness and the roll of a 20-sided die.
So what the heck are you waiting for? Adventure awaits in the Re-Slayer's Take.
New episodes drop weekly on Mondays wherever you stream your podcasts.
Hold still. Now turn around 5 times. Dungeons & Dragons will start in just a second.
Paladin, you have your head stuck firmly into a hole.
Yep, that sounds like me.
Deep within the tunnel system that you have found under Wintersmith.
Been there.
What? The tunnel system's under Wintersmith? I've been playing this wrong the whole time, you guys.
It's been air tunnels in Amy's mind the entire time.
You have just stumbled across, well, what was at first a sound, some hammering, some grumbling down at the end of this tunnel, which was very unusual because you haven't run into anything or anyone down in these tunnels. You peeled back the rubble and the debris that was around this hole, and you stick your head through, and you now see a city underneath the ground, dimly lit with goblins.
It's dimly lit with goblins? These are glowy goblins?
They're incandescent goblins.
Incandescent goblins.
They're all stuck up on the wall
with
Velcro.
They have a certain bioluminescence.
I was just going to say.
Yes. Their clothing is bioluminescent moss, which is why it's dimly lit by goblins.
I've been to that rave.
Behind you is your dear friend Tally, who's trying to pull you back and saying, What do you see? What do you see?
Goblins.
Goblins? Goblins? We gotta get out of here!
We gotta get out of here! Quiet!
Okay.
I just want to stay a little bit longer and see what they're doing.
Okay.
Quieter. Your breathing is so heavy. Hold your breath, Tally.
I'm sorry. Sorry. I'll be quieter.
You sit around for a moment watching, and what first is quite a busy city. You see a lot of goblins moving to and from different structures down below. Becomes eerily quiet after a quick moment.
I can hear your breathing even better.
I thought I was holding my breath.
Do I see anything? Did everyone just stop what they're doing and, like, turn to look at something that isn't me?
Any goblin who you did see almost disappeared from view.
Ooh. Tally, they're gone.
Where did they go?
I don't know.
Make a perception roll.
Eeny, meeny, miny.
We're rolling dice, guys. Buckle up. It's going to be that kind of episode.
Shit, yeah. I didn't even roll it into the giant space I have to roll it. Ooh. Hold it. Oh, plus 0. Come on now. 12.
You listen very intently, and then you hear the sound of a pebble or a stone rolling down the wall behind you.
I want to do one of those slow turns, you know, like Like the, oh no. That's what I want to do.
Yeah. You turn around and up on the walls above where the tunnel is, you see goblins coming out of different crevices, surrounding you and pushing you back towards the hole that you were looking in.
I think we should have run.
Dungeons & Dragons is a D&D 5th edition actual play podcast, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore, he, him. Also with me today is Amy Moore as Aladdin, she, her.
Are you gonna eat us? Nom, 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 nom.
Carla Maxted as Bonwyn Everbane, she, her.
They're scrappy little street kids. They don't really want to, like, hang out waiting for adults.
Tom Laird as Kevlarin Goldweave, he, him.
That's not checking out either, so I've got more work to do still.
Kyle Classett as Bizard the Wizard, he, him.
Don't spend the night or go on an overnight adventure with him, because that's even worse.
With special guest Joe Fisher from Midnight Burger as Rinkip Celador, he, him.
He's invested too much of his energy in his facial hair just generally as a human being.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Patreon-supported podcast, and we'd love for you to join us over there. Patreon.com/DumbDragonCast. Exclusive content, amazing community, and merch. Come on over. And now, fuck it, let's play. Back up in Vintersmith, we are in the hot block, and Bonwyn, it's been a couple days since you've returned from the last adventure that you've been on. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of reflecting. You and Cav and Bizard were driven out by a creature down deep within the Mii Mountains who chased you out in an epic elevator race. Mm-hmm. You've returned home, and Aladdin wasn't there, which was the reason that you originally went on this journey. And you haven't seen or heard from them since. Ignatius has hired basically every guard, everybody who has any authority in the town, to try and find Karis, which was the pseudonym that Aladdin was going by.
Not by choice.
There are...
because Ignatius decided that's what her name was.
That's just what my name was. That had been assigned to.
Yeah. Also, the entire city looking for her, that's like Aladdin's worst nightmare.
Right?
Yeah.
They're ruining everything. Damn grown-ups.
There are signs up on mailboxes, signs up on walls with...
milk cartons.
Milk cartons with a poorly drawn image of Aladdin. In fact, so poorly drawn that Aladdin has a mustache and large muscles.
Wow.
Ignatius has no idea what this kid looks like.
It's me flexing my big Aladdin muscles.
What does Bonwyn do? Or what does Bonwyn want to do in this situation? Because it seems like there's a bit of an affinity that you struck with Aladdin when they broke into your establishment.
Yes.
Wandered into to take a look at, like, you're making
it
sound
worse
than it was.
Yeah, just innocently crawled in through a tunnel. I mean, whatever. However you want to phrase it. I mean, I am concerned, but A, happy that she didn't go on that adventure because there was no food and it was all terrible. And no riches, nothing. There was no benefit. So I'm glad she didn't do that. I think that I am concerned about her, but not overly, because I know just from when we met, she's very resourceful. This is just like her life. So I don't need to put my savior helmet on or anything. I am very hopeful she will come back. I'm keeping my eyes out for her. I'm actively looking for her when I leave Everbane's, but otherwise, like, I am hopeful she will come back to me.
You find yourself later that evening down at the Brood Awakening, which is the local gastropub. Kevlarin is there and has been there talking to Bench, and Bizard enters shortly after you do. And the three of you catch each other's eye, and Bench calls you over and says, hey, Bonwyn, what can I get you?
You know, just like a lager.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, just something kind of refreshing, you know?
I can put some citrus in it.
Oh, that sounds great.
Great.
Yeah,
great.
Wow, you have citrus?
No, but I will find some. Give me a moment,
okay.
I'll be right back.
No, I'll just take the lager, that's perfect, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
He grabs a glass and then he walks out the back. Hmm. He'll be back in a moment.
Still going for that citrus.
What's my layout? Like, are Cav and Bizard together? Or have we all just serendipitously entered at the same time.
It's happened so often in D&D.
Blizzard would probably be wanting to talk to Cav about some, you know, being an, what's the title, an inquisitor? Or
Auditor.
Thank you.
It's so much friendlier than
Inquisitor. Yeah,
the Inquisitor really sounds like I'm up to no good.
Yeah. So I think Blizzard would want to talk to an auditor and get, like, you know, like the inside scoop on things, because he did have to help his dad a little bit in Kingston with some of the tax stuff and making sure the business was okay, but he didn't really understand any of it. He was just like, I just need to send money. So I feel like we'd probably be chilling, having a drink, and just, like, chit-chatting about the businesses around town and what you're up to.
Yeah.
Nice. Then if they're sitting together, I'm going to go over when I get my drink back. Hopefully that's just a beer. Hey, guys. Mind if I join you?
Oh, absolutely. Grab a seat.
Yeah, please.
Nice. How you guys doing?
You know, after our misadventure and everything, you know, got back to the shop and stayed open a couple of extra hours just in case to make up for it. So,
yeah,
good call. Yeah,
yeah. I pulled a couple of longer nights myself, and my goodness, did I eat! I mean, I can eat. Oh, I was so hungry.
I mean, as a government employee, I just went home. They don't pay me to work out off the clock. So.
That's I can respect that. You know.
Yeah, road's not taken. Am I right, Bizard? Maybe.
Right? Exactly. I
just wasn't in the cards for me. I was born into this, but...
There was an opportunity to stay in Kingston, but I was like, no, I'm ready to leave this place. I've seen the good, I've seen the bad, and I'm ready to see something else.
Well, and you had mentioned, what was the school you went to again? It was for, like, knife fighting, or it was something...
Barnhart Swan School of Magic, Fighting, and Dance.
Right. So you were educated.
So it's three items: magic, fighting, and dance. I thought it was magic, fighting, and dance.
Yes, there. Some people put a comma there. Some people don't. It really depends on how you approach your curriculum.
So not magic, fighting, dance.
Well, you could do it that way too.
Like the kids in the magic program were fighting the dance kids is sort of what I thought. But.
Well, see, there's magic fighting, and then there's magic fighting and dance, and then there's fighting dance. And
is this a Montessori school? Sorry.
Right?
It's very make your own thing, it seems. It's very, just like,
absolutely.
Whatever the kids want.
It's a la carte learning.
They guide their own journey. Follow what's in your heart.
Yeah.
Very free form.
Magic dance fighting, sure.
Exactly. I mean, you know, and as a blade singer, as it's called, you kind of fall in, you get all three.
There's a loud crash as the door to the Brood Awakening is seemingly kicked open, and Ignatius comes in, and he looks distraught. Ignatius is one of the nobles who runs the town brothel. He comes into the center of the Brood Awakening, and everybody has stopped. The band that was playing is now silent, and he stands up on top of the bar.
My friends, Karis has not turned up. I fear the worst. Perhaps they are dead. That's the only explanation. There's no record of a Karis in this town. There's no way that our illustrious guard could not have found her. We'll have a memorial tomorrow.
Wow.
That's really fast. He gave up real fast.
Skipping straight to the memorial.
Ignatius, she may have just moved or...
Moved from Wintersmith? The jewel of Lake? On the River? Next to the Verboten Forest?
Does seem unlikely, doesn't it?
Really hitting the highlights here.
In the shadow of the Mee Mountain?
In the shadow of the Mee Mountains.
Where we just came back and didn't get any treasure, Ignatius?
That is the least of our worries. One of our adventurers died before it even began.
I think it might just be easier to go along with the memorial. Then maybe he'll get some closure and we can move on. What do you guys?
Closure is important. I mean,
oh my god! I hope I get to go to my own funeral.
I hope you do.
Yeah. I'm not gonna.
Let's make it happen.
The memorial will be held tomorrow. I have invited everybody in town who know. They tell great stories. Everybody I met tells wonderful stories of Karis, how they knew her so very well. Even our former sheriff, Rinkip Celador, who he points over to the corner where there's a... Joe, if you could describe Rinkip for us as we see him now.
Rinkip looks... He has a handlebar mustache that looks like it's seen better days, which is a metaphor for how the rest of him looks. He's one of those people who seems to dress the way that he looked 20 years ago. And just never got the memo. And one of those people, you know, he seems to be looking around for something, but he doesn't know what it is. And maybe it's his former self or something like that.
Oh, God.
Oof. Or maybe his keys.
He's invested too much of his energy in his facial hair just generally as a human being. Mm-hmm. Too much time and energy was put into it. He regrets now that time that he put into the fate. Yeah, like, if only I had focused on other things other than this mustache, then perhaps things would have worked out differently. Now I'm just the sad guy at the bar. You know?
You could have been the mayor. Oh.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. It's true.
I've never felt worse for a character I haven't met yet.
Anyway, that's that, you know that guy. We all know that guy in that bar, right?
We know that guy. Uh-huh. Yep.
This guy, this Rinkip Celador, who was a former sheriff, so high up in the city.
So high.
Rinkip, if you could say a few words about Karis.
Is this like a pre-memorial memorial, this is Ignatius, just, or what are we?
This is, I'm just...
This is the amuse-bouche for the memorial.
I felt the moment.
Yes.
I apologize.
So we're doing
Please
it right
continue.
Now. This is a flash memorial, is what you're saying. This is
oh flash. Boy.
A pop-up
everybody
memorial.
Invited, everybody yes. here is the memorial now.
Everyone starts bringing to the memorial, parchment everybody. Out of their pockets because they've all written a little something.
Ignatius, right. You just said, we are the memorial...
We embody the memory of Karis now.
Yes. I agree with you. Who is Karis again? Who, just real quick. Wait, no. Let me tell you more about, you know, what I recall about Karis. First of all,
you scared me for a moment. Yes.
You know, I think we can all recall that time, that Karis got lost in the cave. Not good with caves. We all remember this. Which is odd. Because where are you going to go? I mean, you're in a cave. You go forwards, you go backwards. It kind of
seems to be only one direction.
I mean, I'm not talking about a maze. You know what I mean? You go forward, back. Not sure how the getting lost thing happens, but it happens. It happened to Karis.
It's happened to us all.
To the best of us.
Some people, and to the best of us, the worst of us. It happens. It's a universal feeling. Getting lost in caves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cave of the mind, cave of the soul.
Thank you. Thank you. The cave of the mind. We've all gotten lost in there. It's just, it makes me think of better times in the city when, it was okay to get lost in caves and everybody felt fine about it. These days, not so much. I mean, don't get me started on how things used to be, right? Everybody knows that.
Yes.
But Karis, they're getting lost in that cave up in the sky now. And here's to them, I say.
Cheers.
Here, here.
Cheers to Karis.
Here, here.
Cheers. Oh, that was so beautiful.
Yes, I agree that it was beautiful. Thank you. Yeah.
Anybody else have any words?
What can you say after that?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, this.
Yeah, I really did. I really did nail it. That is true.
You really brought it all. Well, I'm going to have my drink, And I will, I guess, see you all tomorrow.
Just real quick, though, this was the memorial? There's not another thing that's happening? This was it? We're just doing this? That's the memorial?
Well, I mean, it felt good. Didn't it feel good, everybody?
I mean, it was natural. It was natural is what it was, and I don't want to ruin the moment.
Impromptu wasn't forced.
Yeah, wasn't forced was the key.
Not at all. Not at all was it forced.
No rehearsal, no pre-written notes, just what you feel in the moment. Everybody else can reflect on that. And he sits down at the bar and slowly sips, looking off into the middle distance.
Now, he didn't actually order a drink, so whose drink is he drinking?
I think that's mine. I think it's mine. That's all right, though. I'm going to have another one. It was toward the end of it, you know what I mean? And when you're ready
mostly
for
backwash.
When you're ready for another one anyway, you know, so it's fine.
Yeah.
It's quite viscous, this brew.
That's on purpose, don't worry.
Oh, okay, thank you, yes, you are the professional.
That's how they make it.
Yeah, that's how we make it here at the Brood Awakening.
Sure.
It's extra saliva, yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Bench brings you another drink there, Ringkip.
Great.
That one's on the house. That was beautiful.
Thank you. I mean, you know, if you want me to talk for a drink, I can do that anytime. Are we still thinking and pondering and remembering, or what? Like, I'm confused about the schedule of the Flash Memorial right now, but that's okay.
I think it's over.
Is it?
I think it wound down. I think that was.
It's now over.
I believe it's over.
Just a literal flash, just
like in a flash.
So
it's
quick.
Over.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
It's kind of.
I mean,
how
it felt real
Ignatius
though.
Ignatius operates sometimes.
It was quick, but it was real, and So here we all are.
Yeah, we're all the better for it. Do you wanna come join us, Ringkip, or just I don't know?
Oh, certainly. That sounds lovely. Hello, all.
Hello. Well, you know, Bizarre, but have you met Kevlarin? I don't think you have.
I don't think I have. You're the one who went to that strange school.
No.
No,
that was Bizarre.
Oh, sorry,
the
that
wizard.
Was Bizarre. Sorry. Yeah. I get people mixed up sometimes. I know so many people. It's hard to keep them straight in my head.
You know everyone in the city, right? Yeah. Except, so there's this new guy. He works I'll let you say what you do,
Well,
Jeff.
I mean,
I'm sorry.
A lot of people don't realize how hard it is to know literally everyone in the city. It's hard to keep that all up in the dome.
Yeah, fair. I can remember like five names at all times, and then I blank on everyone else. So I get you. I actually come down from Kingstown. I'm a bit of a auditor, if you
will.
That
sounds exciting.
Supposed to... Well, it isn't.
Really?
But, you know, they've noticed up in Kingstown that there's a little more spending going on down here than they can really account for. So they sent me down to have a look.
Okay. Where do you think the spending's coming from exactly? Where's the...
City Hall. Spending? Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, City Hall.
Yeah, well, the mayor. Expressly the mayor.
Expressly the mayor. So you're done. I guess you know where the spending's coming.
Well,
I mean, so you're headed back
I
now?
Haven't been able to prove it yet.
Oh, proof. That's interesting.
Yeah, they require me to do that as well.
Yeah, I never did any of that when I was sheriff.
Working on that part.
Okay, proof. Okay.
Well, maybe that's, I mean, I hate to overstep, but maybe that's why you're not sheriff anymore.
Well, we can go into, I mean, that's a long conversation to have if you really want to get into it. But proof is an interesting, because what is proof really? I mean, you say something, I say something. Who do you believe? I say, you go with the guy who has the mustache. And that's all, that's what I did when I was sheriff. And it worked out fine for a very long time. You know?
Yeah, that's just a good strategy.
It's
ironclad record. Let me ask you this. Where do you get proof of the spending?
Well, it's really tedious. I have to go through a bunch of forms and a bunch of receipts and make sure that they match. Mm. And I haven't found anything yet that indicates they're not going to. But I will. I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to find that evidence. I'll prove it. Everyone will know.
I mean, the gold fountains, the gold, like the gold everything.
The gold everything.
And the noble side of the river.
There's a little bit of gold.
Money's coming from somewhere, right? And it's not filtering over to our side of the city, so.
I mean, the very high taxes could be an explanation, but that's not checking out either. So I've got more work to do still.
Interesting.
It sounds thrilling, is what it sounds like. You know what? The thing is that sometimes, I mean, I'm not saying I did this back in the day when I was the sheriff, but sometimes there would be like a set of records and then there'd like be, you know, the other set of records. You know what I'm saying?
See, I'm currently looking for the other set of records.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't hear that from me. What do I know, right? But I'm just saying, I'm just theoretically, if I were to do that, that may be something that has happened once or twice from someone who was definitely not me, right? That's definitely not something I did. I've just heard that maybe it's like that. So
excellent.
Take that, take whatever you, take however you, that however you like to take it. You know?
I mean, I will take it.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Rinkip, you talk in circles, don't you?
Well, you know, it stays neat and tidy that way, doesn't it? Because, I mean, otherwise I'm just going off in one direction and nobody wants that.
No, that's true.
Never got lost in a cave, though. I think that much.
Yeah. I should have had you along on that adventure. Perhaps. Perhaps Karis would have been there, too.
Is he...
Ignatius goes back to the middle distance.
Is he staring off in the middle distance again?
Yeah. All right.
Does this happen a lot? This happens a lot.
Yeah. Just don't spend the night or go on an overnight adventure with him, because that's...
Yeah, I definitely do that's not. That's even
more. No overnights?
No overnights.
No overnights. Okay.
Unless you have earplugs.
If only because of the night terrors.
Mm-hmm. Well, night terrors.
They're really something.
Mm. Wow.
Oh, and it's nonstop.
Yeah. Nonstop night terrors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's... I feel like there's some sort of salve for that or something. Is there no cure for night terrors? What do you got to do? You got to tie them up at night or something? Is that what happens?
Well, it didn't help. There was still a lot of screaming and
the
scratching.
Screaming.
Yeah, yeah. The screaming is what gets you.
Mm. Yeah, we had to hold them down, like hands and feet.
Right.
What
about one of those cone of silence spells? You know what I mean?
Mm. Boom. Oh, if only.
Sleep like a baby.
That would be a good call. Kind of taxing, but it would do it. I don't know if it's worth it to cast it every night, though.
Yeah. But I digress. Sorry. Speaking of taxing, you're looking for the taxes. Hey, see how I brought it around? I talk in circles, and I bring it back around.
Perfectly done.
Yeah, love it. Great.
Wow.
We'll be right back. It's the middle.
Okay, it's the middle. We kicked Russ out.
Yep, he's gone.
Secret middle. So
let's talk about him.
We did not discuss at all what we were going to talk about. So yeah, let's talk about Russ. Good guy.
Yep.
Known him for a long time now.
So hard.
One of the best people I've ever worked with in like a job situation. Just
absolutely.
The best.
Yeah.
So calm. Always so organized. Oh,
on top of everything.
On top
yes,
of
right?
everything all the time. Yeah. A dream to work with. When I was hiring him, I called his last boss and she was like, I know this is going to sound like a lie, but Russ is like the best person I've ever worked with. And it wasn't a lie.
You might not even believe that I'm his boss. I could just be some random person he told you to call.
It crossed my mind.
What's wild too is that like he does all of this whilst maintaining like mental stability.
Yes, that is
that's truly
is
impressive.
One of the
a
most
really big
amazing
one.
Things to me. Oh, wow.
As not a neurotypical, he's very confusing to me. And I'm so glad that he is mine.
Look, as someone who's been like juggling a lot with work lately, I do not feel like I'm at 100% in like all the other areas of my life. So I need like some sort of crash course on like how to do
holy
this.
Holy shit, you guys. Is this
right?
Is this turning into a better help?
He needs to make me a PowerPoint, but about lies.
Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor.
Anyway, middle, what do we normally talk about other than Russ?
Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast.
You can join us over there for fun stuff like a ton of extra content and book club and extra Discord channels. You don't have to be a patron to come on our Discord, though. Get on over there.
Episode
super
dedication
fun.
As well.
And
that's
an
right.
episode
patron.
Dedication. This episode is dedicated to
Tyler Ponder. Thanks, Tyler. You're
thanks,
amazing.
Tyler. That is too awesome.
That was Russ.
Fun fact, pondering something is named after Tyler.
There it is. Ponder that.
Guys, we're killing this.
Okay, let's get back to the episode because it's a really super fun one. Joe,
yes.
Midnight Burger.
Oh my god.
The man's a genius.
Just a quality
so
dude.
Yeah, if you haven't listened to Midnight Burger, do it. Yeah. What are you doing? Well, finish listening to this. But you're
and
on your podcast app right now,
Joe.
So go and just
yeah, just
get
go download the first episode
cue
and then
up.
Afterwards
exactly.
listen to it.
Just exactly.
Get it
okay.
Easy.
All right, let's go back.
Okay, love you, bye.
Bye.
Love you, bye. Bye.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
You hear some calls from the street.
Street calls.
Very faint, high, like a high-pitched voice.
Onward! Onward! Onward!
You guys hear that?
I hear something, yeah. Yeah. Very high-pitched.
How about you? Are you Bonwin?
Do you have tiny people searching for you or something like that? Or
is there a Bonwin?
Not that I'll
very young
I'll be
people.
Right back.
All right.
You head out, and there are two children, one boy, one girl, calling to just going up to everybody they see. Are you Bonwin? Maybe you? Could you be Bonwin?
I am Bonwin.
Oh,
I could be, and I am.
Oh, hi. We have an emergency. Days ago, Aladdin went into the tunnels, and they said if they don't come back, that maybe Bonwin could help. They left this note and said, "Find Bonwin if I don't come back." And then they didn't come back, and problem, we didn't know who you were, so now we know who you are, and now we're telling you what Aladdin and Tally told us to tell you is that they are missing.
Okay, and you said that was several days ago?
Yeah, they were supposed to go on an adventure, but they wanted to go check something out down in the tunnels. Because they were really, they've been really invested in just hanging out in the tunnels and not interacting with anybody else ever.
Okay, what are your names?
I'm Wallace, and this is Deetra.
Hi, Wallace. Hi, Deetra. Bonwin. Could you, thank you for finding me. Could you just stay right here just for a minute? I'm going to see if maybe, I'm going to come and help find Aladdin. And Tally is with her, I assume.
Tally went with her, yeah.
Okay. I'll be right back. Please. Just stay right here.
Okay. Right here?
Yeah. Great.
Okay.
You see them kind of slow sidestepping as you start to walk away.
Okay, if you could just put your hand right here on the side of this building and just keep that those hands right there.
Roger that.
That'd be perfect.
Hug a tree.
Got it.
I'm going to go back in to Brood Awakening. Hey guys, no pressure, but, Aladdin, you know, Karis, is missing. She's in some tunnels that are under the city, and I'm gonna go try and find her, because I'm pretty worried, because she's been missing since the day we were all supposed to go on our adventure. So if anybody wanted to come and maybe help, because I have no idea what's in those tunnels, that would be amazing. But again, no pressure. I'm also happy. Just go on my own.
Totally in.
Business is closed, so sure.
Amazing. Yeah,
that sounds like a good time. How many axes do you guys have? Do you guys have enough axes?
I don't have any. So.
I do not have an axe on me. Do you have?
Well, that's a little weird. I mean, I have 4, so I think we're covered.
Perfect.
Okay, great.
Wow,
great.
Thank you.
That's great.
Sounds like it.
You were ready for this adventure.
Prepared
thank
with
you.
Axes. Yeah, so we're covered. Okay. Check that off the list. What else do we need? We're just going? We're going right now.
I think we can probably
Let's just go.
Right?
That sounds great. Okay. Let's do that.
Great.
First question, where and how do we get there?
Oh, great question. So there should be some children outside that will hopefully show us the way Aladdin goes in, but I'm not entirely counting on that. They're, you know, these kids, they're scrappy little street kids. They don't really want to, like, hang out waiting for adults.
Fair.
That's plan A. Plan B is that there is an entrance to those tunnels at Everbane's, which is how I met Aladdin. Because she, you know, was exploring one night. Mm. So we have a couple options. I'm just going to cross my fingers that the children are still there. The children still there, Liz?
You want to roll a d20? High, they're still there. Low, they're not.
Okay. It's a 13.
Oh, they're still there. They have moved down several houses, though. Hands still on the wall. or several buildings. So we kept our hands on.
You did. Yep. Technically, it is just a row of. So you are still technically. Anyway, my friends and I are.
Oh,
we're
wow.
Here we come. We're gonna come help.
Great.
But we do need you to show us. How they get into the tunnel.
Right. Okay. So Aladdin told us to come get you. If they get lost. But Aladdin has also told us to never show anybody where we live.
Okay. So the entrance is where you live.
Oh, shoot. No?
Okay.
Yes. No. Yes. Dietra, what
do
we do?
Just tell her where we live.
Just tell her where we live?
Just tell her it's for Aladdin.
Okay,
It's okay, I used to be the sheriff.
Oh, you used to be the sheriff.
Look at his mustache. Mm-hmm.
Which means I'm trustworthy.
Mustache. He is trustworthy. He used to...
Yeah, I mean, do you see, this is...
The mustache alone.
The mustache. That's right. I trust everybody implicitly with the mustache.
As well you should.
Yes.
Not
yes,
enough of that going around. So good job, kids.
It's what kids need to know is all that right. Mustaches equal trust and
absolutely
protection.
And always have. Mm-hmm. So please lead these complete strangers to your home.
There's no schools here, so this is the education we get.
That's the education they're
that's
getting.
That's right.
Okay.
So school of hard knocks.
So can we take our hands off the wall?
You can take your hands off the wall, and we are just gonna follow you.
Okay, keep up, and they run off.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Everybody else chasing behind at your own pace. Cut to back down at the tunnels.
Mm-hmm. My God, I am in this episode.
You are in this episode.
All right.
Huzzah. Okay.
Aladdin, you have been placed inside of a very crudely built cage. You were surrounded by these goblins, and because there were so many of them, you didn't really put up a fight. They led you at spear point back down into the city and put you in this cave, which is right beside some smoldering embers in a fire. There's you and there's Tally and there's two goblin guards.
They put me in a cage.
Cage.
Okay.
Is the word that I think I said.
Yeah.
Cave was the second one and I was like, hold on, is it a cage in a cave?
Cage. 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 Look at all those
cuts. This cave of the mind thing has really...
Joe says cave once
we've
and we're all like,
it.
It's a cave. Yeah. There are caves in the tunnels.
It's tunnel system, which means there are multiple caves. A tunnel is just many caves.
And you can write that down, kids. That's science.
Paladin, what do we do?
Shh, I'm thinking.
Okay. Are they going to eat us?
What? No.
Why?
Well, no. Well,
should we ask them?
Well, I mean, like, yeah, sure. Yeah. Hey. Excuse me.
One of the goblins turns around, comes over to you.
Our big gestures. Are you going to eat us? Nom, 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 nom. And I point to me and tell us.
They look at each other.
Us? Are you going to us?
They turn around and go over to a table. And they pick something up off the table and they look at each other.
It's Google Translate, isn't it?
And they throw it into your cage. And rolling towards you is this moldy piece of bread.
That one's all yours, Tally.
Oh, great.
I don't know if they're going to feed us, if we're going to eat us.
Well, I don't know if they, maybe they didn't understand.
They think that we're hungry.
Oh, they think that
we're hungry. What if we pretend that we're going to eat them?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll follow your lead.
Because I was kind of scared.
Yeah. We are in the cage.
I wasn't. Well, that's what they think.
Okay. Maybe we can convince them that they are in the cage?
Yeah. This is falling apart already.
A lot of cage and cave work today. A lot of inner cage, inner cave.
Mm-hmm. We just swapped the G for the V.
Yeah.
It's
cave of the mind, cage of the mind.
Okay, I don't think that's going to work. We have to scrap that plan.
Okay, do you have anything in your bucket that can get us out of this?
I was just going to say, they didn't take my bucket, and I'm just rummaging through my bucket, and I come out with a little flathead screwdriver.
Okay.
I'm like, all right.
Okay. What do we do with that?
It's got a pointy end on it.
Great.
We're
gonna stab him.
Oh my God, Tally.
It seemed like the next best thing to do.
My God, if we stab them through the cage,
we're still in the
just
cage.
Just gonna keep us here, and then we're murderers. They just tried to feed. Like that was gross, but they just tried to feed us something. No, I was thinking. Notice how this cage is just held together with like sticks and twine and stuff.
Yeah,
I was just thinking I could use a sharp end of this and just kind of on the end of the on the rope.
Okay.
Okay, but you need to make a distraction because there's nothing else in here. And that's going to be really obvious. So you got to like talk loud.
Okay.
Maybe like sing or something.
In the arms of an angel.
That's not what I was expecting.
Fly away from here.
You're doing great, Tally. Keep going.
Canadian Queen.
We cut
you
back.
Don't know any more words to that, do you?
No, at this point, the narrator's cut in. And
do you see these two children in a cage?
For just $5 a cup of coffee a day.
They're living off of moldy rolls. You can change their life.
You can buy these goblins earmuffs.
Let's see if the goblins are distracted. The goblins are, they take a few steps away. They look over and they're very confused and they take a few steps away and they begin talking to each other, looking over every now and again, but not enough that they're really paying attention to you. So it seems to be working.
So I'm at the bottom corner and I am just like scraping the sharp end of the screwdriver against the rope. To fray it and try to it's not super sturdy.
No.
Oh my God, Tally, do you think we could just pick this thing up and like walk with it?
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right. It's better than yours. What?
You're doing a great job.
Thanks.
Do you think we just like pick this up and like walk with
and
it?
And move it.
A little bit? Because it's like, it's not big.
Sure.
This is like a this by this.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. So we're going to be real nonchalant about it.
Okay. So should I keep singing?
No.
Oh, because I had a real good one next, but that's okay. I'll get it next time.
Okay. So be cool.
Mm-hmm.
and just like lean up against the bars on one side.
Yeah.
And you're going to grab it.
Got it.
And then you're going to like just like grab it low, like bend your knees.
Bend your knees.
I got a little Sully there for a second. Sorry, you guys.
I'm bending my knees.
Bend your knees.
Yeah.
Can't get out of it. And then we're going to stand up just we're going to lift it like this much.
Just that, just a little bit.
A teeny tiny bit. Yeah. And we're going to go to the left.
To the left. That was the song I was going to sing. Sorry.
You can hum it while we do it. Ready?
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Are they seriously going to like horse costume this cage right out of the cave? Is that what's happening?
3, 2, 1. Is it easy to lift? Can we
yeah, it's very easy to lift.
Okay, cool.
Oh, I'm sorry. This isn't a roll. I need you to roll to see if the children were still there. These little scabs are just ruining a cage.
I can do it with my pinky.
Yeah.
Okay, I love it.
You can roll stealth.
Aw, damn it, Carla. Yeah. You ruined everything.
I'm sorry.
I got that one good 14 in there, and the rest is just going to be...
Tally did roll a 20.
All right, well, that was a 2.
Oh, wow.
Well, Tally has to roll 2, right? Maybe 22? Tally crushes it.
18.
You're rolling with my dice.
Well,
all right, so it's like this. And my side's just dragging a little bit, I guess.
So, yeah, Tally lifts theirs, and you lift yours, and then Trip... And the cage scrapes along the floor. Tally continues to walk there on the other side, and the cage begins to crumple upon itself. The two goblins look over at you, and they start to walk over and pick the cage back up and are securing it back down to the ground over top.
Thank you. It fell over.
Anybody else surprised that didn't work? Wow. I mean...
Seemed like a perfect play.
I mean, it could have worked if Carla didn't say I had to roll for it. Damn it, Carla.
It was my fault. I made that not work. I'm sorry.
We cut back up to the stables where the two children have run off and where you've been able to follow them to. You're all, you know, varying degrees of out of breath, depending on your level of athletic prowess. When you arrive... And they get there and they're like, okay, so this is where we live. Don't tell anybody. Otherwise, we're going to be in a lot of trouble with Aladdin, okay? I'm looking at you.
Take it to the grave.
All.
I take it I've to the grave. I've already
forgot. Yeah, don't even worry about it.
Where do you live again?
Thank you. Yeah, many people know that one. That's good. Okay. The hole to get in is down in the storage place down here. And they lead you down this little ladder down into this old cold storage area, and they lead you to this little tunnel entrance, and they say it's right here. They go in there. We see the light for a little bit, and then it disappears. And then sometime later, they come back.
So, if you normally watch when they leave, did you see which direction?
Yes, in.
Just in. Okay.
Yeah. I guess that's the only direction really.
Okay.
That there is.
We've got a real tunnel
cave,
kind of conundrum here. Mm-hmm. I guess Aladdin didn't, like, leave notes about where she was exploring or anything, probably, because poor child can't read.
She did leave numbers on the floor.
Okay.
So you know numbers. Good.
Good job, kids.
Thank you. Thank you. The numbers are upstairs. And they zip back upstairs, and anybody who does follow them, there looks to be a... drawing on the ground of what looks like a tunnel system with numbers at each what are presumably each entrance and exit. So this is,
so we have like a rough map.
Yeah, like this is all the places that they've been, and then they said they were gonna go this other way that Aladdin said leads out of town, because they'd seen all the other places that they were able to find.
Okay, that's actually extremely helpful. So we'll just go down and go that way, and then I'm sure we'll find her. I'm sure she's fine.
Oh,
well,
yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure they are fine. Tally's fine.
Right. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes.
Everything's okay.
Okay. Everything's great, kids.
Great.
We have 4 axes with us, so I think we're going to be
all right. 4 axes. Wow, can I see them?
Absolutely not.
I can't even see them.
No, you can't even see them.
All the way over here,
no,
and I take 2 steps back.
You only see the axes if it's the last thing you ever see. That's when you see the axes.
Oh, wow. That's scary.
I trust his mustache.
I'm not trying to scare
you,
but
I don't.
Just listen, axes aren't toys. They are either tools or a thing that you kill people with. Okay.
Renkip would be a great babysitter.
I feel like I'm doing a great job at babysitting. Yes, you're right.
How many people have you killed?
I mean,
we probably need to go. Because Aladdin
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah, we're going to.
Yeah,
did I get the map?
Yeah, I traced it down. I pulled out some paper and some ink, and we're good to go on that.
Okay.
So
good.
Awesome. Okay, you guys stay safe.
Okay. Do you need us to close up the door? Because that's what usually what Aladdin gets us to do. Close the door and put the crate on the door.
Maybe.
Okay, but someone's going to be here if we like.
I'm going to say maybe not the crate. Maybe just the door.
Mm. Yeah, maybe leave the crate
just
off.
The
crate
door.
Can stay off, kids.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if a kid can move a crate, we can probably take care of it, yeah?
I guess that's true. That's a good one. Right. I mean, depends on the angle. I mean, if we're going to get mathematical about it.
Really?
The leverage of it all.
I would say just to be safe, maybe no crates on top of doors that we just went through.
Okay. You know, maybe just keep an eye on
clear
it.
Path.
Okay. Close the door until you come back.
Yeah, I mean, you can look at other things.
Yes.
Yep. Other things. Other than the door?
Yeah. Just don't
maybe
leave.
Maybe crack a book open, kids. I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah.
What's the book?
Never mind. Hmm. You're doing a great job, kids. Okay, and just hang out here, and we'll come back up with all of the people that we need to come up with, and none of the ones we don't need to, for sure.
Yes.
I tell you what, play in with this theory. Magical object I've been toying around with. It's a question answer. You take this ball, you shake it as you ask a question, and it'll tell you an answer if you give it a moment. An answer will appear from it.
Okay.
So you can ask it all the questions in the world, and it'll give you responses. And I'll take it back when I get back because it's still in progress, still work in progress. So
prototype. Course. Yeah. We will keep it very, very safe. Okay, Deirdre. As you go down, we'll close the door. And as they close the door, you hear, "How many people did he kill?"
Ask again later.
Dungeons & Dragons Season 3, Episode 15, starring Amy Moore as Aladdin, Carla Maxted as Bonwyn Everbane, Tom Laird as Kevlarin Goldweave, Kyle Classett as Bizard the Wizard, with special guest Joe Fisher from Midnight Burger as Renkip Celador, and Russ Moore as your Dungeon Master. Dialogue editing by Carla Maxted and sound design by Russ Moore. This episode featured music from Epidemic Sound and sound effects from Epidemic Sound, Boom Library, and Sound Ideas. Our amazing cover art and character designs are by Matt Garbutt. And a huge thank you to our supporting producers, Gabriel Lynch, Jessica Babiak, Kat Waterflame, Jacob Madden, Christian Brown, Ongaron Kiersen, Perry Mady, Craig Zeiss, Old School Gamer D, L.A. Branton, Nathaniel Teeter, and Aaron. Another thank you, we've already done it because Renkip's shown up before, but Joe has brought them to life in this episode and the next two episodes. What was I saying? Renkip Celador was a name given to us by Twiglets. If you want to help us build the world with NPCs and shop names and street names and landmarks, you can do so at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, where for as little as $5 a month and a 7-day free trial, you get access to a whole bunch of amazing bonus content, including an exclusive Patreon-only show called The Adventures of, and we'll be starting a Cyberpunk Red show starting very soon, GM'd by Kyle. That's patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. We hope to see you over there. That's it for now. See you next week when Joe joins us again and we try and track down Aladdin. Maybe they'll get out of the cage. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
I have a question. I'm already turned around. Fuck tunnels. I'm looking through the hole.
Yeah.
However big it is opening.
And then you turned around.
Okay, so they're behind me, and now the only place I have to go is through this little hole to get into the Goblin village. City. So, like, the plan I had to run away is not... Okay,
oh, it's
that's
gone,
not an option
because you
anymore.
Sat and waited.
Well, quiet. Someone didn't breathe so damn hard.
Carpe diem. Seize the hole.
If not now, when? I'm 14. How much longer am I actually going to live? Fun fact, I once spent 2 episodes in that cellar.
Just the cellar alone?
Most of it just in one crate. In the cellar.
Yeah.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Were you accused of a murder enacted by supernatural forces beyond your control?
Yeah.
Are you seeking a multi-figure gold settlement for damages to your business?
Yes.
Are you a young entrepreneur seeking justice for the murder of a family member that would be here if you were better at your job?
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Thomas Phelps. I am the attorney, along with my assistants of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher, and we want to help you get justice.
Our expert legal services are available for a modest fee. But not too modest, I got a family to feed.
As a bot, I don't eat, but I do have a hunger. A hunger for justice.
And that hunger drives us to work for you, future client. From investigation to sentencing, we've got you covered for everything from public urination.
Oh, yeah.
To murder in varying degrees.
Don't look at me.
The attorneys of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher care about families. That's why they work quickly to help get this daddy off. I was blown away.
My business was in trouble after an unfortunate case of property damage. But the attorneys of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher helped set things right with a hefty gold settlement.
So come on down to the law offices of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher.
Located in the old Biscayne Boys building.
In Eastern Orgea.
Just follow the podcast highway signs for Dungeons and Drimbus and take the Season 3 exit. The attorneys of Phelps, Oz, Mogbio, and Felcher are not responsible nor liable for any of the following that may be incurred while working on your case. Sudden death, loss of limb, heartbreak, the use of magic to secure evidence, the wrath of an interdimensional being, urinary bladder infections, nausea, depression, the sudden desire to remove one's clothing, the illicit romance of a will-they-won't-they workplace scenario, or a complete and utter disregard for the natural laws of space and time.
Join your favorite fantasy attorneys for their next case. Dungeons and Drimbus publishes every Friday, wherever podcasts are found.